the University Tower Chimes, ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, the chair of the Department of Biology, it's Professor Stephanie Conant.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Not just any Friday. It's Friday of Dead Week.
And I have no exams next week.
No exams?
Wow. Nope.
So I guess that's what happens when you set the schedule in your own department?
No, the classes I taught this semester just don't have finals.
Wow. You are the luckiest person who's ever lived.
You want to trade jobs? Because you would not say that.
I'll tell you what happened to me in class earlier this morning, and we'll see how that goes. Bad taste in my mouth after end of the last day here. But yeah, so that's nice not to have finals. All you have to do is chase down your colleagues and get them to turn their grades in.
I do not. That's what the associate dean of academics does.
I see. Okay.
That'll be Liz.
Yep. That's what Liz has to do.
And or Carolyn, right?
Yeah.
So what does the chair have to do during exam week then?
I mean, nothing, clearly. No. I still have about 15 more senior sem papers to read.
Oh, okay.
And then I have, those are like 15-page papers, and then I have 26 two-page papers to read.
That's not too bad, I suppose. Just got to do a little bit every day.
Sure.
Do you read them more than once?
The big ones I do.
I have 25 term papers coming in next Friday night, all of which have to be graded by Monday.
Why?
That's incredible.
Is that when your exam is next Friday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Nope.
You're just hearing the voice of Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies, who apparently has just as much or possibly more grading that Professor Conant has coming up. How many sections, Jim? Three?
Three.
Oh, my word.
Well, two sections of healthcare ethics and one of intro to Christian ethics.
Okay.
I still haven't received several term papers in the healthcare ethics classes.
I'm not surprised by that.
Still waiting, but they take a final exam in that one.
So. Okay, okay. But you make it so that it's not exactly the hardest turnaround.
Exam.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You know, this is our last recording of 2018, so I'm wondering what the next time we do updates, what you're going to say about how all this grading Stephanie and Jim looked like from the other side, you know?
I am not. I'm on sabbatical next.
Oh, well. We're going to have Jim phone himself in. He's in a Skype in.
Yeah, rub it in.
We'll take it from
I'll be around a lot of the time.
That's good. That's actually good to hear. Someone who is around a lot of the time is Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization.
A lot of the time.
Because I don't have any other obligations. I have cleared my Friday calendar just for this show.
That's incredible. And you woke up like an hour ago.
Right? I did not. I woke up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, of course you did.
Which is late.
We're not coming up on robot season here. This is kind of a big
deal. Matter of fact, tomorrow morning I'm flying to Rochester, New York.
Okay.
To visit... one of our championship
tournaments. Wow, that might be colder than here.
I checked because, you know, the weather. But it's going to be nice.
Okay.
Nice wintry day.
Nice
no
meeting.
Snow.
Okay.
Not that I might
nice
snow.
Meeting not 25 inches of snow.
No lake effect snow.
Okay.
That was key.
Okay. So, you're going to, like, RIT or?
No, not RIT. University of Rochester.
Okay.
I've never been there, so I'm looking forward to.
I interviewed there for a postdoc.
Oh,
I
New York's
Rochester.
A pretty state, so.
There you go.
Rochester is very affordable and still big enough that I almost moved there.
It's right on the water, too.
That's so. Also where Jason got married, too.
That's right, it is.
That's correct.
What a small world. Yes. Professor Dave Chow of College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Are you going to give us the rundown on how Noel Night ended up from your perspective?
Busy.
How much sleep did you get after that?
I believe it or not, I got home about 8:30, and I could not fall asleep till 2. I was sore as could be, but I could not fall asleep.
Well, at least you didn't have the luminaries to do this year.
But that was one good thing. But like I said, it was a weird evening.
Any goofy incidents after the nighttime festivities?
We had two medical mishaps on campus.
Oh, okay.
You know, which we had to go take care of.
Okay.
Beyond that, nothing. Yeah, it was just different. You know, it being daytime, you know, the one thing that you guys both said to me that, wow, I can actually walk around. You know, I'm used to elbow to elbow fighting for my dear life. Yep. That's all.
That's quite true.
And that was part of the charm, I thought.
It was nice. It was nice.
So I don't know. We're sending out a survey to all the vendors. Seeing what they think.
You had some vendors with some goofy merchandise.
We always do. We always do. We won't mention any names, but
It was all fun.
Yes, I don't.
It was lots of fun.
Yeah. So I'm glad.
Once my dad saw all the Simpsons stuff, he got pretty excited, I gotta say. It was no longer an art fair. It was a search and rescue mission. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. As per usual, since we have a very strict agenda at these recordings, we're going to start with correspondence.
One question, one cookie. That's the
word today. One correct answer.
Yes, thanks very, very much to our technical director today, Brian Masonville, for his wife's cavalcade.
Wow.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord.
Among her 10,000 cookies.
10,000 cookies. It's incredible.
You could almost tile a floor with all that. Look at that. Jeez.
You wouldn't dare tile a floor with it.
I would eat my way out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course you would. From the ground up. So we did receive some correspondence. Hi there. I saw an exchange on Facebook when I was hunting for some other info on archived ATP episodes, and I'd like to request some from the late 80s to be archived or aired, especially those with Bob O'Neill. I'm a Detroit Mercy alum from 97, which just so happens to be my graduation year, too. And he was my dad. His grandkids, my nieces and nephews, who never met him, are now young adults and very interested in hearing Grandpa's infamous sense of humor. FYI, I reached out asking about archival tapes a couple years ago for a family reunion, and you guys were great. Even though you didn't have them on hand, you sent us ATP mugs. Thanks again, and thanks in advance for future listening, Susan O'Neill. Thank you for getting in touch with us, Susan. And I'm terribly embarrassed. This place isn't that big, is it? To not know who you are, even though maybe your name changed or something. And used to be like Barbara Oglethorpe or something like that. Maybe
Because her you remember?
Because that I would remember. Oh, Barbara. Oh, Bar.
You know, I took him for one class.
Bible
out of my major. Okay. It was social psychology, I'm pretty sure. And I remember it was fun. It was a fun class.
Funny guy?
Yeah. Okay. Math was my area, but psychology, for some reason, I had to take it probably because of the core.
Sure. Yep.
But I remember him. I distinctly remember. I think it was CNF second floor.
Okay.
I had him.
Okay. Very cool. Well, we do have a set of questions here. Real
Hooray.
Questions from a Detroit Mercy student. He is a junior chemistry major, Karam Marji. Sent in these questions, trivia questions, and correct responses for Ask the Professor. I think there's sort of a theme, and then it kind of goes off the rails by about the second question.
I like those themes.
Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
On the moon.
On the moon.
Oh, yes, it is on the moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what was the name of that sea that they landed on, the Mars lander? What was the name of that place?
Oh, yeah.
They called it
the molasses swamp from Candyland.
Okay. Didn't this have like the parking lot of Mars or something like that?
Clearly, right? Yeah. Mars.
Well, that's literally what they were looking for, the parking lot of Mars.
Let's see here. Name the world's biggest island.
Greenland?
Australia?
I think that Greenland or Australia counts. It says Greenland here, but Australia is a pretty dang big island.
Yeah, but
if you think
it's a continent, though.
Yeah, that's what they...
It's too big to be an island.
Like, is North and South America altogether like a really, really big island?
And when did Eurasia come into play?
Yeah, exactly. Plus Africa. It's very convoluted. But Greenland or Australia are acceptable for partial credit. What is the world's longest river?
The Amazon.
It says the Amazon here.
We had that question once before, I think.
Okay. Yeah. What's the Nile greatest volume? Nile has something to its claim.
Is it the width?
Most number of tributaries or width or something?
Most
like
crocodiles.
That?
Yes.
Yes.
Most laundromats.
Most laundromats.
Oh my gosh. Name the seventh planet from the sun.
Wait a minute.
Doesn't that depend on... Does it depend on the time?
It's not Neptune. It doesn't depend
Uranus?
On Pluto. It is Uranus.
Yeah, they just want to say that on
but
the
But not That's Uranus, all. Missouri.
No, absolutely not. That's a completely different set of questions. Moving
on. Doesn't Uranus cross paths with... What's before Uranus?
Before? Saturn.
Saturn,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's after Uranus?
Pluto.
Neptune.
Neptune.
I'm not intentionally saying that just to provoke laughter. But Doug,
he's just Doug, so great.
He's trying to remember his model of the universe.
I thought it went, at one point, Uranus and Neptune, their orbits crossed.
Actually, I think that is Pluto that crosses Neptune's orbit.
Oh, that got removed.
That got removed.
Got kicked out of the party.
Kicked out of the planet.
Was asked to leave.
Yeah. It's like poor St. Christopher, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. I had a student in class once wearing a T-shirt that said just the words, "Don't worry, Pluto, I'm not a planet either." Trying to make the planet feel better. In what country is the city of Prague?
Czech Republic.
Yeah. The Czech Republic. Yes, absolutely. And this may be the point where it starts going in a little bit of a different direction. What is the character Chandler's last name in the sitcom Friends? Bing is correct.
Chandler Bing.
Bing, nice. A.K.A.
Chandler
Bong.
Chandler Bong.
Because his TV guide comes addressed to Chandler Bong. Oh, my. According to Greek mythology, I'm looking at that box of cookies and thinking about this. Hint, hint. Who was the first woman? Greek mythology. The box of cookies is your clue.
Who's the first woman?
Mm-hmm.
Of Greek mythology?
Mm-hmm. Her name was not Cookie. That Gaia. Is not what I'm trying. No. Gaia makes sense.
It wasn't Cookie. Hold on. Was it Jelly?
No.
Chocolate Chip.
The first woman in Greek mythology opened a very important box.
Pandora.
Pandora.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Pandora. We were all in on cookies.
We were thinking
not
cookie,
box.
Not box.
Was it molasses? Was it ginger?
Ginger. Yeah. Then that's Gilligan's Island.
Pecan.
Did she have a nickname?
Was it
almond?
Oh,
fortune.
Marzipan.
Fudge.
Oh, my
first
God.
First lady of Greek mythology. Fudge.
Well, it was either going to go down
powdered
that route
sugar.
Or...
Yeah,
I was going to do the, isn't Pandora a streaming music service as well?
Yes.
Isn't
that true? So,
or the bracelet with the special charm.
The charm.
Oh, yes.
I got all the great ideas afterward. In 1960, which country became the first in the world for its prime minister, its leader, to be female? We've had this question before, but it's a good one.
India?
Yeah.
It wasn't India, but it's dang close.
Pakistan?
No. Think... an island nation.
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka is the answer. Right. 1960.
Although I think it was still Ceylon then.
I see. I see. Yeah, that's true. It says Sri Lanka
all right,
here.
We get bonus points. We'll take anything.
Tungsten, comma, or wolfram. Yes, exactly. How many people, I believe, if my memory serves me, they've all been male, have walked on the moon? How many people?
12.
12 is the right answer, and you're... weird and good.
Just strange.
He's weird, all right.
How do you know that off the top of
because
your head?
Because I was an Apollo geek growing
okay,
up.
Okay, that's cool. That's so
remember
cool.
Do you know
and
you
how many of them were Canadian?
That you can None. Buy a small piece of the foil from the Apollo.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good Christmas
remember,
present.
I told you guys that story when I was like 12 or 14 years old. Do you guys remember WDRQ, the radio station?
Yeah.
Was disco DRQ. Yeah. They had a contest. You know, you send in a postcard. This is when you could send in postcards to radio stations. And I was one of the 12 winners of a radio. It was a little radio that spelled out the word radio. And one of those 12 people were going to win a piece of Skylab.
Wow.
And
was it you?
I did not win the piece of Skylab. Oh, one out of 12. That wasn't bad.
Not too bad. Don't like those odds.
My poor dad had to take a day off of work to take me to the radio station.
That's
exciting,
it.
Though.
Hey, that means that the next person is going to be the 13th person to walk on the moon? That's just got to be bad luck right there.
Maybe they're like hotels.
They better do two at a time. Yeah. So neither of them is 13.
Yeah. Or they time at the leg or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both step
off
at
the three-mega
Grover Cleveland style and be like the 13th and the 15th person to walk on the moon.
Yeah.
You know?
Come back.
You know, step on, step off.
Oh, my. How many keys are there on a piano?
88
keys. Such an odd number. 88 miles per hour. What was the name of the first Disney animated feature that was in color?
Snow White?
Snow White.
It was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Also Disney's first animated feature.
No, well, yeah, feature. Okay.
Yeah, feature length. Last but most certainly not least, in what year was the original Jurassic Park movie released? Not Jurassic World. I'll never forget
92?
This year. Very close. It was 1993. I celebrated my high school graduation by going to see Jurassic
Park. I've been up to the gates. What were the gates of Jurassic Park?
Cool.
It's on Kauai, and you have to go up this road
that's really
eroded and washed out, and we had to abandon our vehicle halfway up and walk the rest of the way.
That's kind
of
cool.
So they still have from the set.
That was a great movie.
Not the whole gates, but the supports and the columns, steel.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great movie.
It was a very good movie.
Those are some great questions, Karam. Thanks for sending them in. We've conquered them all, even the ones that we didn't. We did. So,
Do you know that the boy from the original Jurassic Park is the bass player in the Queen movie?
Excellent. That brings it off really? Full circle here.
I have yet to see that movie.
I thought Bohemian Rhapsody was good.
It was so good.
What impressed me about it was clearly, I mean, Brian May wrote the screenplay, mm-hmm. and it was clearly by a friend to a friend.
Yeah.
You know, it was not.
Right.
I mean, he got stuff out of place
chronologically,
but I thought it was, it did a good job of presenting Freddie Mercury, warts and all, but mm-hmm. from somebody that cared about him.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, I kept looking at him thinking,
that guy looks familiar.
Yeah. Think a little more about recognition, and we will take a break. And we are back. Now we've got some questions, also sent to us by one of Kendra's students, Musa Faraj. He's a senior biochemistry major, and he sent us a cacophony of crazy questions. In 2016, who did Jerry Seinfeld land to be on his show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? In 2016,
Obama.
President Obama. Yes,
I've
absolutely.
Seen it.
I don't know what folks think politically about the funeral that we saw this week, but it is still pretty. I mean, I recognize how interesting it is to see every living president sitting in the same pew in church.
It's cool.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal.
And four of them paying attention.
And there was also that one meme of another one in a baby seat.
I know that if Kathy is smiling down upon us, which she definitely is, she always disavowed any connection to the Bush family when she was sitting in this chair. But the truth is, I heard a recap on the radio of W. Bush's eulogy about mm-hmm. four times. Mm-hmm. And every time it got to that part, I could not stop myself. I'm like,
I
got to pull over.
I got to pull over. Yeah.
Like, it was really moving. It was a son and a dad.
Well, and he had said he tried to cry himself out while he was writing it
right.
so that he wouldn't when he presented it. Right.
Did he really write or did he have...
No, he wrote it.
Wow.
The biographer who wrote... His eulogy was very good, too.
Yes.
Oh, Meacham was Meacham did a very good.
Yes.
And read that whole thing to George Bush before he died.
Oh, yeah.
He read the, because he wanted to hear it. So he read the eulogy to him.
Nice.
And when he got finished, he said, Bush never flinched, listened very carefully to everything. And then when he got finished, said, well, there's a lot about me in there. Meacham said, that was the task.
Yeah. That was, he was a classy guy.
I agree, he was.
I mean, you can disagree with the politics, but he was the president. Okay, what year was the first Ford GT, also known to some as the GT40, and it was the first year that it actually won the Le Mans? Okay.
It's 58?
It's actually later than that. Not 62. Too much. 66 is what it says here, but it's final exam week, partial credit.
Numbers,
yes. On the flip side, what year was the first Chevy Corvette introduced?
53.
Yep. And in what year did GM lay off 14,000
people? Too many years.
All at once, including several recent alums of the University of Detroit Mercy? Yikes. That's all
scary.
I got to say. It's
and
the
then
beginning
Ford is
of
supposedly
the next recession. Yes.
But they haven't laid... They actually laid them off, or they announced they
were going to.
It's
going
to be the end of the year when they.
Yeah. So all of them at the same time.
Well, they're closing all those factories.
Yeah.
Now Ford is going to be sharing. Apparently, going to be sharing some of its factories with VW.
That's right. They found a
maybe GM could start talking to somebody else. You know.
Yeah.
I'm still sad about the Oshawa plant. That thing's been around forever and a day.
I know. That's true.
That's going to devastate.
Well, and the Detroit Hamtramck plant. I mean, after they raised a church and hospital and all those homes to build it in the early '80s, they're shutting it down.
That's right. That's right. On December 17th, the Wright brothers made four brief successful flights in their first powered aircraft, but what year was
1903.
it? 1903. Like he's reading it off a quarter.
Jim had to carry his own luggage on board.
No, I took North Carolina history in grade school, so
you gotta go the
there were a few things I had to
it was like the only that. Time Jim Tubbs ever flew standard class, you know, not first class, right?
Oh, come off
it. Now I feel like Professor Chow, I'm giving you some directive here. We need a doctored Wright Brothers photo with a tiny picture of Jim riding on the tail.
You wouldn't find me in that thing. No way.
That is the truth. That is the truth. Speaking of 1903, in 1903, in which city and state, was Harley Davidson founded?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, it was Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The tomato soup can.
That's right. What is the most poisonous spider that unfortunately cannot bite you?
Every spider in my house.
Brown wrinkles? No, that can bite you.
It's a classic classic kitty spider, if that makes any sense.
Daddy long legs?
Daddy long legs is extremely poisonous, but really? Cannot bite you.
Yes.
Cannot bite you.
Yeah, their fangs are too tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, I should
ask. That's a good thing because I played with them my entire childhood. Our mountain house was full of them.
They're bugs.
And they tell you if it's going to rain or not.
Yeah, they're just bugs.
They're just bugs. We have so many spiders in Mount Clemens.
I outweigh them.
They're more attractive than a tarantula.
I don't know.
Slimmer.
Yes.
They're slimmer.
They're elegant, almost.
Yes, they're elegant.
They are.
Aerodynamic.
Please, no spider body shaming on this show. In 1870, the Guinness Book of World Records listed a great white shark as the largest ever captured. The record stands to this day. How many feet long was the shark?
23.
It was long.
No, 130.
30. Jesus. 30.
I don't know.
I believe I'm going to go hide in my basement. Yeah,
I can't. Well, let me picture how a shark, maybe about 55 feet.
It's less.
Okay.
32.
I have no idea what
32
I'm
32 is pretty close. 37 is where we're going. And that's terrifying
that
on its own.
Shark.
That's four story. That's four story.
I would stay shark. Away from the
So that's as tall as the life size.
Studio. Yeah.
Two and a half times the length.
Think about the length of the studio.
It's a big shark.
I was thinking
we're going to renovate in there and hang it from the third floor and just have it down in the center.
They're going to renovate in there, you said? When they do. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Joke Friday.
Yes, right, yeah.
Jokey Friday.
Alternate Universe Day.
It's Alternate Universe Friday.
What city hosted, I don't know what word is quite right, had the first McDonald's that was founded? What city?
Des Moines?
You know, it was California. Something, but it was not in California, and it wasn't Des Moines.
I thought McDonald's started in California.
Well, the McDonald's brothers had their restaurant there, but the first McDonald's, the way we understand it...
Was it in Kansas?
It wasn't Kansas, but you guys are in the heartland.
Iowa,
for sure.
Illinois, Indiana.
It was Des Plaines.
Des Plaines.
But it was in Illinois. Yeah. Ray Kroc. It's a great movie, by the way, if you haven't seen Michael Keaton in The Founder. Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty interesting stuff.
I would like to contribute a movie review.
Humanitarian of the year, does it?
No. We're talking.
However, he's extremely enterprising.
His wife has done great things with their money. Yes,
that is true.
Yeah, donate a lot
and
of
they have a lot of it. Yes. Oh my! Uh-oh. In 2018, as 2018 wraps up here, the Hennessy Venom F5 was ranked finally the fastest car in the world with a top speed of how many miles per hour?
210.
Higher.
Oh.
280.
What the heck is a Hennessy?
Higher.
325.
301. Wow. 301 on land.
But
that
where could you drive that safely at that speed?
Salt flats.
Not on any Michigan road, that's for sure.
Unless you want to launch
this
into
this new parking lot we have out here.
Parking lot A.
Go from one end to the other in a blink.
Yeah.
Because if you're going that fast, you do have to understand the road on which you're going
you
to drive.
Better be.
Yeah.
And it better be a straight line as far as I'm concerned.
And flat and no potholes.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, no
Michigan road. I mean, that's like cruising speed for a prop plane, you know, big one.
301.
That's amazing.
In the famous show, oh, my, I watched every episode of Glee, The Dukes of Hazzard, the General Lee car went airborne more than 150 times over 7 seasons, and the show totaled about, oh, my gosh, 2 cars per episode. Yeah, how many General Lees were destroyed by the end of the series?
I used to wonder about the suspension in those things.
Higher.
327.
It says 300. 300 wow. General Lees.
Yeah.
Dodge Chargers. Yep. Yes, they were beautiful, beautiful cars. My mom had a bright orange Dodge Charger with only 2 doors. And then she had me. And since I had to sit in the back, she's like, we had to sell it. And I'm like,
She didn't just sit you on the top and slide you across the other side?
She drove home without a seatbelt with me in her arms, you know, from the hospital.
You were the airbag.
You know, seriously, I just...
You turned up.
We had to get that. I'm like, you know, she's holding it over my head, basically.
Well,
like,
to this day, she'd have to fly holding you in her arms.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. My dad got rid of his powder blue Chevelle.
Oh.
And, yeah, very nice. 1967. My mom had a bright orange Charger. How many Herbie the Love Bug movies were made?
Three.
It's more.
Five.
It's more.
What?
I don't know. They're not listed here.
Far too many.
You know, all I remember is Herbie Goes Bananas.
Seven.
It's six. That's enough. Now, are we counting Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan.
That's the question.
Remake.
You know what I mean?
Dean Jones.
Let's not.
If we have.
Yeah. Is that necessary?
No.
Those were always the free movies that they sat us down in the cafeteria when, for whatever reason, pedagogy wasn't the plan for the teachers that day. They would show us the Gus, the mule that could kick the football. Yeah,
and then Dobie Gillis, maybe.
Dobie Gillis, maybe. Yep, some Herbie movies.
Hold on, what was that one movie that scared the daylights out of you? And the so-and-so, the little people.
Oh, Darby O'Gill and the little people. That's a scary movie, man. They didn't show us that. They knew it was scary. Right. They knew it was scary. Absolutely.
That was a good one.
All right. Very, very lucky number of... This will be question number 13. So thanks for the questions, Musa. But maybe you're not superstitious as some of us
are. We
hope not. Who played Bruce Wayne in the more modern Christopher Nolan Batman movies?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale is his name.
He was a good Batman.
Now, is someone going to point out these movie trailers here that we've been seeing for Vice?
Have you...
That is incredible.
Have you guys seen the latest Avengers
trailer? The Avengers trailer came out today that's kind of a big deal.
Oh, is this the sequel to the
Infinity Wars? Yeah,
I was referring to.
I knew they weren't going to stay disappeared.
Well, no. There you go. Yeah, or turn into
dust,
gray cornflakes, as my kids said. Yeah,
exactly. Where is Ant-Man trapped right now?
Yeah, he's trapped between the atoms or something.
Yeah,
he's in the microverse.
In the microverse, right.
No, you got to check out the trailer for the movie that's coming out soon called Vice, which basically is all about the relationship between W. Bush and Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailers for that.
It's incredible.
It's
put
scary.
On 70 or 80 pounds. He looks exactly like
him. Well,
Does he shoot somebody in the face?
Possibly. And I love Sam Rockwell as W, too. Yeah. Somehow he melts into every role. He's my new Gary Oldman at this point. How does he do that? Oh. Yeah. You're drawing Gary Oldman?
No, I'm drawing Vice.
The time has come for ATP favorite. Oh, no. So whose turn is it to pick a favorite for everybody to grab? Or state. Or go.
Come on.
Stephanie, have you done one?
Have you picked one yet?
What?
I don't think Stephanie has.
I haven't. Someone might have to help me.
What's your favorite Christmas carol, Stephanie? We didn't have you last week.
So mine is Barbara Streisand's rendition of Jingle Bells.
Oh, this is really good.
That is a good
one. It's so funky. I'm going to go sit back down and then take a Klotabin or something so that we have a chance to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Conant.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed to the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next year, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.